理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 3 I am very, very sorry to leave you hanging like that, but as I was writing the tale of the Baudelaire orphans, I happened to look at the clock and realized I was running late for a formal dinner party given by a friend of mine, Madame de Lustro. Madame de Lustro is a good friend, an excellent detective, and a fine cook, but she flies into a rage if you arrive even 5 minutes later than her invitation states, so you understand that I had to dash off. You must have thought at the end of the previous chapter that Sonny was dead, and that this was the terrible thing that happened to the Baudelaires at Uncle Monty's house. But I promise you, Sonny survives this particular episode. It is Uncle Monty, unfortunately, who will be dead. But not yet. As the fangs of the incredibly deadly viper closed on Sonny's chin, Violet and Klaus watched in horror as Sunny's little eyes closed and her face grew quiet. Then, moving as suddenly as the snake, Sunny smiled brightly, opened her mouth, and bit the incredibly deadly viper right on its tiny scaled nose. The snake let go of her chin, and Violet and Klaus could see that it had left barely a mark. The two older Baudelaire siblings looked at Uncle Monty, and Uncle Monty looked back at them and laughed. His loud laughter bounced off the glass walls of the reptile room. "Uncle Monty, what can we do?" Klaus said in despair.
"Oh, I'm sorry, my dears," Uncle Monty said, wiping his eyes with his hands. "You must be very frightened. But the incredibly deadly viper is one of the least dangerous and most friendly creatures in the animal kingdom. Sonny has nothing to worry about, and neither do you."
Klaus looked at his baby sister, who was still in his arms, as she playfully gave the incredibly deadly viper a big hug around its thick body, and he realized Uncle Monty must be telling the truth. "But then why is it called the incredibly deadly viper?" Uncle Monty laughed again.
"It's a misnomer," he said, using a word which here means a very wrong name. "Because I discovered it, I got to name it, remember? Don't tell anyone about the incredibly deadly viper, because I'm going to present it to the Herpetological Society and give them a good scare before explaining that the snake is completely harmless. Lord knows they've teased me many times because of my name. 'Hello, hello, Montgomery, Montgomery,' they say. 'How are you, how are you, Montgomery, Montgomery?' But at this year's conference, I'm going to get back at them with this prank."
Uncle Monty drew himself up to his full height and began talking in a silly scientific voice.
"Colleagues, I'll say, I would like to introduce to you a new species, the incredibly deadly viper, which I found in the southwest forest of—" "My God, it's escaped!" "And then, when all my fellow herpetologists have jumped up on chairs and tables and are shrieking in fear, I'll tell them that the snake wouldn't hurt a fly. Won't that be hysterical?"